Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Quite honestly, if all else fails, I root for the one who's better looking. I got to watch it. Rather have.
And James Strebel.
There it is, The V Show. We eat food and we objectify.
Well, no, I mean, if my wife were watching, and I remember my mother telling me once that she liked watching the Knicks because she thought Bill Bradley and Dave DeBusschere were really handsome. So it's just honest.
Alvano family objectifying. No, it's not. 1926.
When did that become a bad thing to say somebody's good looking? I mean, it's appropriate way to do it and inappropriate. She's a very, very striking woman. She's tall and she's very pretty. And
on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Friday, it's a football Friday. We've talked Mighty Missouri, Satterfield. People are pissed.
Football off. Friday.
Ah, there it is. We'll keep talking about that. 437-9680 UPS jobs text line. Texas says the EKU game, the only TV coverage is ESPN Plus and something called the ACC Network X.
Oh, ACC Network X.
I can just hear all these people right now. I couldn't find it, Diener. Diener, I swear Diener. To God. Diener, we went with Diener. I swear to you, Diener, I couldn't find it. That's good. That's going to be caller Nate. That's exactly who it's going to be.
Monday. Baker had to take those shots. Oh, SEC Network on your first game. It's like, bro, your second game, no one can find it. It's not even. It's on the internet. It's not on TV. I could turn my TV on to channel 517. Thank you, Spectrum. And I can watch a football game on a big screen TV. Beautiful.
Without having to do all sorts of hooking cords up.
Don't have to worry about Wi-Fi.
You don't need a smart TV.
I don't need a smart TV to do it. I just turn to pop that bad boy on, open my beer. I'm watching football. Honey, the laptop's battery's down. What do I do? I got to plug it in. We got to watch it. Yeah, I don't want to hear about Wolf Fans anymore. You're on the SEC Network. ACC X plus Z, whatever the hell that is. Back off. Let's get out of here. Chattanooga's going to be on TV. Did you know that?
You're right.
Yep.
Let's get Anderson up here. I'm sure they've talked no Missouri football getting ready for an NFL season.
Right.
But thus, here we are. He could make up fake players' names, and we would not know the difference other than the running back and the quarterback. Jason, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. Clearly you guys are doing well.
Well, it's a football Friday,
football
Jason.
Football Friday, Jason.
Yeah.
That's what matters, yes. It's all good. It's all good here, too. We got Browns and Chiefs coming up on Sunday. Anything else going on?
Did you utter Missouri at all today? I mean, we know you didn't utter Kansas or Kansas State. Did you utter Missouri at all?
Yes, we did. One of our Chiefs insiders that we have on a weekly basis, he comes on Fridays with us. He is a Mizzou grad as well, so we spent the last 3 minutes or so talking Mizzou. So there you go.
There you go.
Three minutes. 4 hour show.
Well, thank God
we spent 3 minutes.
Well, thank God. You know, Louisville was so bad on Monday, and I know you want to take a couple of victory laps so we can clear some time for you to take a shot at Mark Ennis here if you want. You know, at any time we can do that.
No way. Why would I want to take a victory lap on anything? What are you talking about?
I don't know. Maybe. yeah. but because they were so bad, Jason, we haven't had to do the Mighty Missouri show. Because do Missouri fans know that Kentucky is making a big deal out of this game? Let's start there. Do they have any idea?
Oh, yeah, they are, because Missouri fans are making a big deal out of this game.
Okay.
So, I mean, like, we joke about, you know, talking about the Chiefs, but, you know, obviously Missouri fans across the state, and, you know, they understand how big this game is. It's a huge swing game. I think it's a big swing game for both programs. And so, yeah, this is a very big one. It's probably the biggest game of the year, and that's the way Missouri fans are approaching it. And we've got some complaints from Missouri fans that we haven't talked enough about Mizzou football this week. I'm like, well, look, man, I get it. It's a huge game. It's also week number one in the NFL, and the, you know, defending AFC champions back-to-back years and the Super Bowl favorite that's starting on Sunday. So, you know, we are also talking that. And we only have 4 hours a day. How much time do you think spend on Mizzou? I mean, I got 3 hours, 45 minutes of Chiefs, and then figure out what the next 15 minutes are. That's my plan every day.
Big 12 expansion.
Yeah, we didn't mention that today either.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
No, BYU.
Didn't even mention it today.
Wow. There you go. Jason Anderson with us. Former co-worker, still our friend, hanging out with us here on the Take. It's Friday. It's ESPN 680 1057. So, Kentucky fans, I think, are confident and some are downright cocky that they're going to show up and win this game. Is it more split there with Missouri fans? How do they see it? We all can agree it's a big game, but, you know, as far as outcome, Kentucky fans are pretty confident.
No, I think there's some confidence, but I think it's more split than anything because there's some cautious optimism there. Look, we know Missouri won a year ago, and we know that, you know, Barry Odom is not a good coach, even though he's probably better than Satterfield. But still, that's besides the point. There's certainly a split view of whether or not Missouri will win this game. There's not a split view of how big the game is, right? You know, as you just said, everybody knows it's a big game. But in terms of confidence that's there, they know Kentucky's good. They know the defense is good. There were some concerns in the first half against Central Michigan, and I think that sort of stays with you. It's one of those, do you view it as being down 14-7 for 27 minutes of the game, or do you view it as winning 27-10 in 27 minutes of the game? So if you played all 60 minutes the way you did the last 30, I bet Missouri fans would feel pretty good about, you know, coming up this weekend, just as Kentucky fans feel pretty good after beating down Louisiana Monroe. So I think there's a little bit of how they played the first two quarters against Central Michigan that have there being more guarded in their optimism on the game tomorrow. But certainly there's some people that feel like, yeah, they can go there and win, and they will go there and win. And there's others that say, yeah, they can win, but, you know, I don't think they will.
Kentucky is very different. New offensive coordinator, tad different philosophy, totally different quarterback, obviously, with Will Levis. You know, Chris Rodriguez is still there. Wide receivers, you had Wandell Robinson, several members of an offensive line. I mean, so Kentucky has changed a lot in the offseason. As far as roster changing, we know the quarterback, we know a couple wide receivers and a running back. How different is Missouri this year than last year? How would you compare the two?
I think offensive line, quarterback, and running back are pretty much the same, that being Tyler Beatty stepping in. They lose Roundtree, who's one of the best running backs they've ever had in the history of Missouri.
And he was 47. He was 47. I mean, he was older than Pujols.
Because he was a four-year starter. You don't see a guy that's a four-year starter in an SEC school. But he was, and Beatty was the guy that was a third-down back and would come in and spell him. And it was a little bit like, I'm not saying Beatty is this guy, but it reminded me of Jamal Charles when he played behind Larry Johnson, and then he played behind Colby Smith. Remember all the fans with Colby Smith? And every time Jamal Charles would come in the game, he'd peel off a 12-yard run. And you're like, man, that guy should probably play more. The coach is like, ah, we don't know that he can handle it. Then he comes in and he, you know, peels off another 12, 13-yard gain. So then he gets the main job, and he becomes Jamal Charles.
Right.
I think Tyler Beatty is for real. And he just hasn't had the opportunity yet. He's been sitting there behind Roundtree, who, again, is one of the most effective running backs Missouri's had. So I think he's the real deal. They got a couple of receivers that, I don't know, I'll still, you know, wait and see on them. There's a lot of turnover at the receiver spot. It's defensively that there's a lot of turnover. They got a lot of guys transferring in. They lose Nick Bolton, which was the heart and soul of that Missouri defense for 4 years. They get Blaze Aldridge, who's a transfer coming in from Rice, who has awesome hair. And so, you know, we'll see how good this team is. They couldn't put pressure on Central Michigan until they started bringing a blitz. That's an issue because they just have Trajan Jeffcoat is really all they have on the defensive line. He's a really good player, but you'd like to have a couple of guys there on the defensive line you feel like you can rely upon. They do have a couple of guys in the secondary that are, you know, bigger transfers, bigger players that have come in, and the transfer from Tulsa, Caleb Evans, is as good as advertised. You know, he was a transfer from Tulsa. Everybody wanted him. He's a, you know, a first top three round cornerback in the NFL draft, and he chose Missouri, and he was awesome.
Are you making up? Are you making up players' names? We have no idea. Are you making up a Tulsa player's name? What's going on? Is he a real player? Because we have no idea.
A Caleb Evans. You'll see him on the field. Okay. He's number 26 from Missouri. He's a quarterback.
I'm looking at him right now.
but he's got his hands full, right? So he has to play. I think he, it's a huge name to know because obviously with the weapons that Kentucky has.
Yeah, like Wandell's awesome. He's good.
Yeah, that's pretty sure, good, dude. I remember the whole recruitment of him when he ended up going to Nebraska. But, you know, Evans has to be that good. So he has to be as good as advertised against Kentucky the way that he was against Central Michigan. Quite the different task there with him. And they also got to find a way to put pressure on the quarterback. So the defense is much different. The offense looks roughly the same.
Do you like Drinkwitz?
I love Eli Drinkwitz.
Wow.
Why is that? Because obviously we don't follow too much. I think I agree with you, but I don't know a damn thing about him. Right. So why do you say that?
Dude, he is the way he is at the press conferences is awesome. You guys were joking about the dad joke of what's Connor Bazelak's growth been like. He's like, oh, he's still the same size as he was in spring, so I don't know. You tell me. He also, at the SEC Media Days, when they asked him about Texas joining the SEC, and he said, well, I guess I got to go ask Greg Sankey, can we do horns down in the SEC? You know,
the answer is going to be no to that. The answer is going to be no. I guarantee it.
Which is total BS. But you're endearing yourself to Missouri fans because everybody in the Big 12 sure. hates Texas. And when Missouri left for the SEC, the Texas AD said, our worst day is better than their best day. Well, of course, Texas has had a really nice run since then. So that's awesome. So there's no love lost for Texas around here. And he's recruiting his ass off. You know, I mean, that matters. Barry Odom couldn't recruit. And he was supposed to be a Missouri guy that would take care of the borders. And he couldn't get anybody from Missouri to stay home. And Eli Drinkwitz is doing what Gary Pinkel was able to do, and that is keep the 4-star and 5-star Missouri kids home. He's keeping the St. Louis kids going to Missouri. And that's how Missouri built their program with Gary Pinkel, is making sure it was cool to go to Mizzou for St. Louis kids. And Eli Drinkwitz, Barry Odom got 4 4-stars in his time recruiting. Eli Drinkwitz has 8 already, and 6 of them are from St. Louis. So that's the difference with Eli and what Barry Odom was doing. Is you start taking care of St. Louis and Missouri, that's how you start to build and become a team that Gary Pinkel was able to have that consistent 9-10 win seasons and win 5 different divisions.
Jason, stars don't matter here.
In the
502.
Yeah.
In the Ville, they don't matter, Jason. It's all about development.
He can coach him up. He's going to take your 2-star, turn him into a 4-star. He'll take your 4-star, turn him into a 5-star. He'll take your 5-star, turn him into a 1st-round draft pick.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
That's exactly right.
That's what he's going to do. You know, at least that's what I think he's going to do. Look, I'm a big fan of App State coaches. The good ones.
Should leave it there. By the way, I mentioned Albert Pujols. Our guy Mitchell Hannigan, Handgun works with the Cardinals now, and he was in attendance when Pujols hit the welcome back home run earlier in the week, and he said that he teared up in the stands.
I could see it. I could see him tearing up. Cardinals fans are a different breed. I can see him tearing up doing that. I'm going to tear up when the Chiefs win the Super Bowl in L.A. this year. I'll probably tear up again.
Yeah.
You know, 2 out of 3. You know, when Missouri goes into Lexington tomorrow, about 9:30 Central Time. Excuse me, sorry. It's college football. Midnight when that game's finally over. I apologize. Yeah, but it's college football. I might tear up a little bit with, knowing that Missouri continues to keep their reign as ahead of Kentucky.
It's going to be a long one because they're going to have 19 reviews. Stoops is going to have them jacked up. Dudes are going to be high Jesus, hitting. Man. It's going to be targeting penalties, head hunting all over the field, personal fouls. You got to move the coaches back and everything else. Do you think Missouri wins? Last one. You think Missouri wins?
I would never pick Kentucky to beat Missouri, so I will pick Missouri to win.
Oh.
I'm not sure that that's actually what's going to happen.
Wow.
I have no idea. I picked this to be a loss before the season. Levis's arm it was bet like when Vince Merrill was like, this kid's got a can. I'm like, well, I'm not believing Vince Merrill. They haven't had a quarterback in 12 years. So I'm like, I'm not believing them. I don't know if they know what a quarterback looks like anymore.
Right.
But the dude does have a cannon. I mean, he can – they're going to go deep. Like, it's not going to be – 3.5 yards in a cloud of dust. It's not going to be the normal thing that you covered for a number of years here. Well, I imagine you think Chiefs win it on Sunday. I would imagine big game 425.
I think it's something like 37-17. Chiefs will take care of the Browns.
Whoa,
I like that.
Whoa,
Strebel's a Browns fan, but he doesn't watch the game.
I do too. Strebel
didn't get the red zone until last year.
Did he watch the divisional playoff game?
I did watch the divisional playoff game. Yes.
Okay, cool. So you probably remember it being 22-17, but you don't remember it being 22-3 when Mahomes got hurt.
Ooh. Look, Mahomes is Mahomes. I'll give you that. But there's look, this is the AFC North championship bound Browns. It's a new day. It's a new dawn.
Browns
picked him to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
the Browns.
I mean, we're coming for your Chiefs, Jason. I ain't worried about Mahomes. Is old. He's on the down slope.
He's old.
I'm over it. Baker Mayfield's the new young buck in the NFL. You hear that? And Nick Chubb gonna run it down your throat.
I think Baker's older than him. He's got to be. Baker's older than him.
He might be.
Like four times.
I think they're like 6 months apart. I mean, they played together at Texas Tech. Like
yes, they
were
they
on the same team for a little bit. Yeah.
Baker made the right decision. Went to a better program.
Well, Pat Mahomes had a family, so now he's not focused on football like he used to. Be.
Right.
Football used to be his family. Now it's his second
family. Baker Mayfield's too busy shooting commercials, so he's not focused on football either.
He's
trying
paid,
to do commercials.
Jason, he's getting paid.
Oh, man.
I know he is getting paid, unlike Mahomes. If only Mahomes could get paid enough.
If he could only get paid, you know.
Baseball teams and soccer teams. He's an owner of a baseball team and a soccer team, and he's in his fourth year in the NFL.
Sounds like he's got a lot on his plate. Football's like, what, third, fourth in line now? You got the family, you own a baseball team, you own a soccer team. I mean, football's like, wow, it's way down the list. He's not prepared like he used to. That's what I heard.
Isn't that crazy, though? Isn't that crazy? Football is the fourth important thing, and he's still the best on the planet at doing it.
Well,
maybe Baker
maybe not this
try
year.
Something different.
Maybe not this year.
He's out of ammo.
I watched a guy named Tom Brady last night throw it around just like he did against your boy Mahomes in the Super Bowl. I guess the best on the planet.
When
Mahomes is getting sacked and look confused and scared when Shaq
confused.
Barrett
Mahomes
was running him down. Yeah, he did. Shaq Barrett's coming for me again. Andy, get me out. Here comes Shaq Barrett.
You don't give a damn about the Browns.
No, I do care about the Browns.
The Browns could lose 42-17. It would not bother you at all.
It would bother me a little bit.
You didn't get the red zone.
You know, Jason's right.
You didn't get the red zone until week 7 last year.
Yeah.
Until we mocked you. You used to watch the one game on CBS and the one game on Fox.
I like watching the full game.
No, you don't. No one has ever said that.
Just get the NFL app and pay for the Game Pass, and you get the condensed version. You spend 35 minutes, you watch the whole game in 35 minutes.
That's not a bad idea.
I went back and watched the Week 14 Ravens-Browns game from last year, that 47-42 game, and watched Orlando Brown Jr. completely shut down Myles Garrett. I just wanted to see what Orlando Brown looked like against Myles Garrett. Looked like a damn fine left tackle to me.
So
I did that. And that was only 32 minutes it took me to do that.
You know, it's time to say Myles Garrett's overrated. There it is.
No, he's not overrated.
He
might be the best edge defender in the league, but but he didn't look like that against Orlando Brown.
He didn't, you know. Orlando had a little something for him that day. I'll give him that.
James,
Texas says, figured
James,
you'd have Anderson on talk about USA soccer since it's so big in KC. We did not do that.
Look, yeah. James.
Yes. Yes.
An AFC North opponent acting like they're on the Chiefs level. This is now 3 years in a row we've heard this. Okay. Ravens 2 years ago. Bye bye. Steelers last year. Okay. See you later.
Yeah.
Browns, you're just next up to find out you're not any good.
You're the Browns. You're the Browns. I don't know what to tell you.
We'll see.
You're the Cleveland Browns.
The AFC North slobber knocker football's coming to KC.
Here we go.
That's what's happening. Nick Chubb got it for you, Anderson.
The end of the analysis, we'll see. That's always a good way. All right, get out of here. Have a good weekend, my friend. We'll talk with you. Watch the
see
games. Have a good time.
All right.
See you, man. There he goes.
All right, that was fun.
Got a little Laura Rutledge on the TV, too.
Of course we do.
He's kind of better than you right now.
I mean, that was a lot. I got to trade NFL jabs with Jason Anderson. Sitting here with you talking Mighty Missouri. Got Laura Rutledge on TV. It's a good day. Got a beer in my hand. Football Friday.
Texas says Big Rig was terrible on Twitter last night. After the Bucks went up 7-0, he tweeted they're going to destroy teams this year. They had to win on a game-winning field goal.
I don't know what your NFL team is, dude, but they look better than whoever you cheer for. Again, all these I'm sure.
I do like how your pivot was, instead of still talking about the Browns, was Tom Brady.
No, you know you're terrible on Twitter at night when you have any amount of alcohol.
I didn't have any alcohol last night. I had zero alcohol.
I mean, come on.
I didn't. Don't embarrass yourself. I don't drink. I don't drink on school nights. I don't. Like, when I get home and I eat my dinner and I go to bed at like 9:30, 10 o'clock, and that's it.
Texas says, only nerds like Drinkwitz. He's a fraud. I'm glad Anderson's in KC.
I like Drinkwitz. I do.
Texas says, good to hear some quick answers with Jason.
Yeah, he hasn't lost his touch. we'll see. He started naming off those Missouri players. I'm like, huh?
Texas says, Entz is throwing a fit right now in the Hatfield Discord saying he's going to cut Strebel's line and do the postgame show alone.
Okay, have at it. Good luck.
Texas says, this is the saddest big game between two schools I've ever witnessed. You know what? That's where I'm at. I agree with that. I am with that guy.
Yeah.
I am with that guy.
Well,
thank God something happened this week that we didn't have to do Missouri talk on Wednesday and Thursday.
They're not an
interesting
team.
Thank God.
No, I'm with you. They're not an interesting team.
Interesting game.
It's interesting for positioning purposes. There is interest in the game. It matters. The game. You might not like the team.
I thought you guys were better than Missouri.
It matters.
I thought last year was a one-off. You're nervous.
No, we won
BPM's
five
nervous.
In a row.
You're
five six.
You're a guy that gets
no,
the big truck.
No, it's just, again, it's not, I didn't put myself in this position. It's all the big bluster. It's all the big talk. That's what's on the line. BBN wrote a check with their mouths. Let's see if Stoops and his troops can cash the check. That's what it is. It's not about Missouri. It's about big bleep talking. That's what it's about. I'm telling you.
Texas says it blows my mind that there was a time when Lachlan McClain hosted the UK football postgame show.
I mean, that's, yeah.
I kind of want to go back and listen to some of those and just see what he had
to say. Exactly what you would expect,
dude,
Jack. It's exactly
the
what you'd
one
expect.
You'd want to find. The one you'd want to find is after Kentucky beat UCLA in the Sweet 16. In Memphis.
Oh, it was great.
Dude, they were just calling, like, Lachlan McClain, suck it. Like, it was like one after another.
How did that come to fruition, Locke hosting UK postgame?
Well, we needed someone to do it.
Yeah.
He needed a job, and we're like, and that's how it happened.
It's part of the deal. It's like, you want to host at 10 a.m., yeah, you got to do UK
postgame. I wasn't part of that. Yeah, I wasn't part of any of that, but that's what I believe happened.
Yeah. That was, because I did, I don't know if I ever told you this, but I did my initial interview with Jason Anderson and Lachlan McClain at the same time.
What questions did Locke ask you?
Oh.
He didn't ask me anything. He just sat there. He had a notepad, like a legal pad, and he was like writing down my answers.
Were you intimidated by Locke the first time you met him?
No, I wasn't intimidated.
Was he wearing an 84 WGS polo?
He had a polo and jeans on, and I walked in. I was like, man, Locke's really thin.
I got a Locke story. I don't know if you want to do it right now.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
You want to do it right now?
Yeah,
okay. 437-9680. It's a take on ESPN 680-1057. We went up over the top. We'll take a break here. In about 5-6 minutes. Lee Sterling going to join us at 420. Mixtape coming up 5:30. It's a haymaker. And 5 o'clock, we'll give you our crappy picks and everything else. So apparently, Issel and Pratt really want, like, Issel wants to have Locke on.
Really?
Yeah. So we never played. We never played the sound from yesterday, did we, Jack?
We never got to that part.
Do you want to play that?
Absolutely.
How difficult is that to find?
Give me like 30 seconds.
Okay.
Okay. So Issel wants to have Lachlan McClain on?
Issel doesn't know who the hell he is.
No.
But me and Pratt tried to do a good job of explaining who he is.
And Pratt called him Dr. Doom.
And so they're like, let's have him on the air. And so Process reached out to him.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Okay.
See,
I like
now
where
I
this
got
is
your
going.
Attention.
I like where
now
this
I
is
got
going.
Your attention. He reached out to him.
Okay.
And Locke declined.
He declined?
He says he can't go on because of Spectrum, quote, I have a non-compete.
Oh, for Pete's sake. It's calling into a show to talk to Dan Issel and Mike.
Not to mention, what? We have Ken Spencer, Ken Taylor, John Bowles Weekly with Diener, the Griever guy, Tyler, is that his name? I apologize. Goes on with Ennis. Fred Cowgill, Bobby V. Yeah, what's
Eric
happening
Crawford,
here?
Rick Bozich.
Rick Bozich,
That upsets me.
Yeah, I think it was frowned upon.
I'm upset by that. It's like, dude, you're Spectrum,
like
man.
He would have to jump through some hoops.
Right, yeah, so, like his, oh, good God almighty.
So we got three clips from Issel and Pratt, and then we have Bob crushing Locke over it.
Yeah, Bob crushed him today.
I want to hear
Bob
all
was
this.
In studio today and was like crushing
was
that.
He?
Yeah.
Oh,
Bob gave me, he was sitting in the studio when I played that last rejoin. He gave me like a death stare.
Why are they still in there?
He just left a couple minutes ago.
which rejoin? I forgot.
The rejoin of him talking about liking rooting for the women.
The attractive women,
better.
Yes. Yeah.
Texas says, big bluster nation.
That's what's on the line, I'm telling you.
Texas
I don't dislike him just because he doesn't like Kentucky. I don't even know the man.
He is a dandy. There's one of a kind. Okay, one of a kind with Locke.
Yeah, they broke the freaking mold. They made him.
What does
he do at Spectrum?
He's an anchor. He's a serious journalist guy now. But here he was just a weird reality check radio Coach Cal hater.
Well, we ought to have him on the show. Can we get him to come in or get him on
sure.
the radio? Well, let's.
I
do
would
that.
Love nothing more.
Let's do that. Let's get that lined up.
I mean, he had two Hall of Famers. Hey, come on, just chat with us for 10 minutes. I have a non-compete clause with Spectrum.
Look, he thinks of ways to hate Kentucky. That's how much he hates them.
Didn't we take his place?
Yeah.
He went to Spectrum.
He moved. It's kind of like the kid in Owensboro going to Rutgers. He left here to go to Spectrum.
Just the old man laugh.
So, do we have anything with Bob today?
Well, he has a nickname, you know, and I was the one that gave it to him.
What's that?
Dr. Doom. Because he was always complaining about everything, right, Process? He was bitching and moaning about everything.
Whoa, Pratt! Said the B word.
Wow. So they ask him, and he says, I really would love to come on.
Wait.
That was the computer.
I gotta hear it again. I want that to be the way it always sounds. Tell me that just was not a one-off.
I think that was just the one-off.
Just play it again.
Wait, look at here.
So they ask him, and he says, I really would love to come on, but I haven't been non-compete. I mean, I'm sorry. That's just hilarious. Compete. They let the network anchors come on and talk to us. They're not going to let the Spectrum evening news anchor talk as a guest.
Oh my God.
Texas says Locke's too busy doing stories on breastfeeding.
Yeah, he is. His favorite topic.
The way he played that sound might be a one seed.
Oh, it really is.
I'm gonna have to cut.
Oh my goodness!
It's like Bob the Remix.
Oh my goodness!
It's a remix. It's a B-show remix. DJ Snake.
Oh my goodness! Oh, Texas says we need to reach out to Locke's boss. Spectrum's probably it's probably some man or woman in New York City.
Yeah, has no idea.
Has no
who
idea
he is.
Who anyone is.
No, who?
Leave him a message.
Lashlin.
Oh my goodness!
Who's that guy? God,
fabulous. Phil Baker remembered that when they would be doing the Sunday morning hangover and the stuff with Baffert broke, the story with Baffert broke, Locke called them and wanted to go on the air. So I guess the non-compete is only on weekdays and your old time slot or something. I don't know.
Oh, that, if you couldn't hear that, Locke called into the Sunday morning hangover, but they didn't get to him quick enough, so he hung up.
Yeah.
Which I actually agree with him. Yeah. I mean, Phil Baker and Nick Curran, but he called in for the Bob Baffert stuff.
Right. I mean,
like a story
come on.
I mean, come on. Yeah, no offense.
No one wants to hear Lachlan McClain's opinion on Bob Baffert. Oh. They want to hear Drew Diener's opinion, and that's it. That's all they want to hear. They want to hear Locke. But. Is that going to do that on the mixtape?
I don't know. Should I reset the computer or something?
That made me nervous.
It should make you nervous.
It was funny, but now
it's
nervous.
It's so funny, but also
did you play that from audition in the normal track, or did you have a window open playing that? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I did it out of audition.
Okay.
So like I opened the files into audition.
Right,
When I play the mixtape, it's not actually.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, so
right.
I'm ho- so.
Texas says
better.
I about ran off the road.
Man,
Texas says I've had a couple edibles.
I've heard that's what happens.
Oh, I'm not going to read that one. I want to, though. Texas says this is the part where Mitch would have melted down at the computer.
Mitch would be so mad.
That's exactly right,
right.
He would be leaving. He'd be good. Process, get in here. I got to go smoke.
Oh, goodness.
I got to get my marble.
So, yeah, Lock's not going to be on Issel and Pratt. He's got a non-compete.
Shameful. It's a shameful
Spectrum's
thing.
Like, he's ours.
Yeah.
Listen, when you lose your remote and you're forced to watch our programming, I just want you to know this is the only place that you're going to get Lachlan McClain talking about breastfeeding is right here.
On Spectrum News.
Listen, mother effers, it's right here. If you want to know what the news has been for the last 5.5 hours,
yeah.
It's right now.
Because we recorded
it. Do you
it.
Understand that?
It's not live or breaking.
Same thing happened at 5:30. It's 9:30, MFers. Do you understand me?
It's still happening.
Oh, goodness.
Things haven't changed.
Would you want... His wife did the thing, the happy birthday.
Yeah.
Where you saw that, where it took up the entire yard.
There are those companies now that make those signs.
Is there? Okay. Well, yeah. I figured.
Well, those became really big during COVID because
right.
No one could have a birthday party.
Yeah, which I got... get over it.
Yeah.
No offense.
Yeah, but
please.
Yeah, so I think that business is even after COVID, people are like, oh, that's cool. That's a fun way to do it.
Is that something you would want?
I would like it. I would.
Really?
I would like that. I would like
that's
it.
That's so corny.
It is corny.
I'm not saying anything negative about
it,
but really, that's something you would want your wife to get this gaudy happy birthday James that's like 35 feet long and all these decorations in your front yard in New Albany? Really?
Yeah, I would be flattered. I'd be coming home from work, and I'd drive up into the minivan, and I'd look, and I'd see that sign. It'd make me happy. You know what? I get my picture taken in front of it. You know what would happen? I'd have my picture taken in front of it. I'd put it all over Instagram and Twitter, and people would crush me. That's exactly what would happen. I would like it. I would enjoy that.
Texas says, I thought I was having a stroke. Well, I'm not reading that one.
All right, so that totally derailed the show. Are we going to break still before Lee Sterling?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, crap.
Because it's 4:20 now.
Oh, my goodness.
Just go ahead and call him.
I tell you what. 90-second break. Lee Sterling next.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Vince, I know they're just polls, and you know media polls are what they are, but yesterday the team was picked to finish sixth in the division. Were you surprised? What was your initial reaction? What did you think about that?
And James Strebel.
We should have been picked first.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Fun segment, 437-9680. A couple different reminders. Louisville-EKU pregame coverage beginning at 4 o'clock, yes.
Yeah,
then the official Miller Lite pregame show at 5 o'clock. Postgame coverage there as well. Mark Ennis. I was eating sweet and sour chicken during the break.
Ooh, yum.
I'll get you covered with that. Kentucky and Missouri, that postgame at about 10:30 or so. Mm-hmm. You got Strebel, you got Ennis, all presented by the Kentucky Fish and Wildlife. Do we have Lee? We ready to go with Lee? Well, good deal. Let's get Lee Sterling in here, our good friend. We talk some gambling. We talk some football. We talk about life. We talk about everything in between. ParamountSports.com, 800-400. You know what? I didn't write down the rest of the number, and you would think I would remember it by now. Well, I don't want to give the – is it 9741? Yes, that's exactly it. There we go. Well, Lee, good afternoon, sir. We got an NFL game in the book. We got a couple weeks of college football. Yep. I'm feeling good. It's 80 degrees here and sunny all weekend. Lee, how you doing?
I'm good. I think you're so excited about the weekend watching the game last night. You had trouble with the number. I feel that way, too. Just watching that game last night, that was a fun game to watch.
It was awesome. Yeah, I mean, it was awesome, and both those teams are good, and Dak looks back. He looks healthy.
Right.
If you had anything with Ezekiel Elliott, I'm sorry, but I did not. Yeah. I'm a Giants fan, so that ended great for me. You know, Dallas losing, so, you know, I was fine with that. Again, Lee Sterling, 800-400-9741, ParamountSports.com. I always ask you this. We did this last year. I'll ask you again. We saw one game of the NFL, so we still don't know, but a couple weeks now in the, you know, a week or, well, week and, you know, change depending on the schedule in the books for college football. Anything that you're noticing here with any of these games, any gambling advice, just anything football-wise that you're noticing?
The defenses are a little bit better than expected. I think it helps the home team when they've got that crowd there and they're on defense, make it a little bit tougher for the road team. So, you know, just adjustments, you know, compared to last year. Some of these road teams, you know, they go into stadiums with no fans there. It was like a scrimmage, and it's a lot easier for the road team and a lot easier for the offense. So I think the game also in the NFL last night was an aberration as far as both teams just decided they had the matchups to throw the football. I don't think you're going to see that high scoring a game on a consistent basis.
No, definitely not. I mean, there's absolutely no doubt about that, especially I'm a Giants fan. You're not going to see Daniel Jones thrown for 406 yards and three or four touchdowns. Yeah, it's not going to be something that's going to happen. Last one before we look at some games, you know, last year, COVID made everything crazy, obviously, and this year we're still going to deal with that. Like, the Chiefs are dealing with Tyrann Mathieu, for instance. What's going to happen there as we move into the NFL season? Does it feel like a normal season to you? Maybe like the one of a couple years ago? How do you feel going into this NFL season?
Yeah, I think it does. It feels last year we didn't even know at this point we were going to finish the season. So,
yeah, we're playing games on Tuesday and Wednesday night.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't think we're going to have that problem. I like what the NFL did adding, so each team doesn't have like 7 or 10 players on their practice squad, 16. So that third quarterback, trust me, he's going to be segregated. It's going to always be until COVID is finished. He's going to have a lonely life from like Wednesday on.
Yeah, that's going to be the case. That's going to be the case as well. Let's dive into some games, and you know, once we get more data, I mean, you nailed the Louisville game, Ole Miss. Obviously, we know what happened. Kentucky covered as well. You like both of those games, and obviously, you nailed both of those for us last week. Once we have more data on these teams in a week of NFL, it'll be kind of easier to kind of figure out where we're going to go. A couple of different games that we're going to talk about here. Miami did not fare well. This is what happens when you sign up, excuse me, to get beat down by Nick Saban and company, and they got App State. That's a well-respected program. Miami favored by 8. What do you make of this game?
So here's what bothered me. I knew Miami's not winning that game. So I'm sitting there with some friends, and we're watching the game, and we ordered food, and we watched the coin toss. And what's the chance if you fall behind Alabama like 10-0 or 14-0 that you're going to win the game?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's terrible. Yeah, it's not happening.
0.0%, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's super
Sober.
Close.
Sober.
It's, yeah, it's Johnny
so
Manziel,
Miami
maybe.
Wins the toss. Wins the toss, and they elected to defer.
Right.
You want to send a statement from the kickoff? Hey, we're going to try to score right away. They didn't. So I thought the play calling on offense was terrible. Thought the defensive signals and the execution tackling was bad, and these ACC teams are going to have to raise their level of play. I mean, or else
Agreed.
It's not going to be a good season.
Agreed.
Now, if they had shown well, this line would probably be 12.5, 13. The line's only 8, 8.5. I think after last year, they're consistent, they're solid, but, you know, they didn't beat the better teams last year, Marshall, Louisiana Lafayette, or Coastal Carolina. They beat the bad teams. They bring in a quarterback, Chase Rice, from Duke, who had before that been at Clemson. I don't get it. I mean, I don't think he's talented. I don't think he's a player. In fact, he was 10 for 15 against Miami last year in the game when he started at Duke. They didn't even put up a point. He didn't even throw for 100 yards. He even got strip sacked for a touchdown. The U is 6-0 versus Sun Belt Conference teams. I think Miami gets it done here. I'm going to lay the 8. I think they win by double digits, 37-17.
All right, so Lee Sterling with us. Jack, would you get him on the line and see if we can maybe, I don't know, call him back and maybe get a better connection there? Is that okay? I hate to do that. I hate to do that on the fly, but that's the only way. Again, ParamountSports.com, 800-400-9741. Lee also always puts up all the picks that they do. You know, no matter the monetary value, he tells you exactly what he's taking. He'll put the results up there. So if you want to see how he's done in the first week or really 2 weeks of college football last night, whatever it was, he can do that. He also liked last week, he liked Louisville and Kentucky. He liked Ole Miss,
yeah,
and he liked Kentucky.
Both.
In Kentucky, thank God for Liam Cohen in that game.
Thank you, Liam Cohen.
Thank God.
And scoring
because
light.
If that's Eddie Grant, you know that ain't happening.
No, it's a 20-point win, not a
31-point
win.
Oh, you know that's
win.
Exactly what's happening. Yep. Again, 800-400-9741, ParamountSports.com. I don't know what to do with Jack. I don't know if he's still on the phone
right,
or not.
Right, yeah.
So we're just, I don't know. What do you want to do
here? Out? Well, there we go. There's Lee. Lee's back.
I was interested what you were getting ready to go to. You were looking at Alvin Kamara.
That's what I was going to go to,
yeah,
NFL.
That's what I figured.
Let's go to the NFL.
Lee, welcome back to the conversation. Yeah. Sorry about that.
All right, did you hear my prediction? On
yeah,
that game?
Yes, okay. we got
a little clear, right?
Yeah, it got a little garbled, okay. But now it sounds much better. So you're all back. Right. NC State and Mississippi State. NC State favored by 2. Obviously weak opponent, but they look nice in week one. Mississippi State had to come all the way back in week one, but they're 1-0 as well. What do you make of this game between the ACC and SEC?
Well, two teams in different spots in regard to roster construction here. Mike Leach in year two trying to get, you know, his air raid functioning and still no running game. And he's going to have to fly with Will Rogers because he has a lack of depth at a bunch of positions, including quarterback. NC State is just a solid team. They may not have any guys drafted in the first two or three rounds of the draft, but I think they're one of the top three teams in the ACC. You know, now with, you know, Miami and North Carolina and Clemson vulnerable, who knows? They could end up taking it here. I think the bloom is off Mike Leach. I just don't like the way his teams have looked the last couple years of Washington State and also Mississippi State. 9-18 against the spread. The last 27 as a head coach here.
Wow.
Surprisingly, I'm going with an ACC team over an SEC team. North Carolina State, the Wolfpack, 31. Mississippi State, 23.
Moving to the NFL, again, Lee Sterling with us, 800-400-9741, ParamountSports.com, KC and Cleveland. I mean, obviously, I love this game. I mean, this is what, the 425 game. It's a rematch last year in the postseason. Kansas City, I'm interested to kind of see where this line settles. Kansas City favored by 6. I don't know. You tell me. What do you make of one of the biggies week one in the NFL?
Well, Cleveland last year in that game, they're down 19-3, and they didn't flinch.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, who could fault them if they would have gotten blown out? They had, you know, beaten their rival, Pittsburgh, the week before. People were thinking, oh, baby steps, you know. But if they had 5 more minutes in that game, they wouldn't have lost 22-17. They would have pulled it out. So now they had Odell Beckham back into the fold. They just added a slew of guys on defense that will be new starters, I think, that will really complement Myles Garrett and defensive back Denzel Ward here. I mean, Kansas City's great. They're the best team still, but I don't think the difference is that much here. I think Kansas City wins this game here in a shootout, 34-31, last team with the ball wins, but I'll take the 6 here in Cleveland.
What do you think this game do you think the public will load up on Kansas City on Sunday? Sunday morning when they wake up?
It's gone down some places to 5.5. Yeah, I think
okay.
It goes back
yeah.
to 6, 6.5.
Yeah, yeah,
people
that's kind of what
favorites, teams they're familiar with. And, you know,
Mahomes.
You're hearing some good stuff about Cleveland, and they think Beckham's going to play, and then the public will come back late on this one.
Yeah, they can run. They can run the football. Yeah. Seattle visits a couple hours down the road in Indianapolis. Carson Wentz will be back for the Colts.
Yeah.
We'll see. I have no idea kind of what to expect from the Colts. Russell Wilson and company move in. So you have a home dog here with Seattle favored by 2 right now. What do you make of this game, Lee?
Well, Carson Wentz has not fared well against Seattle. In fact, 0-5. So he's probably rusty. He'll have a third-string offensive tackle protecting him because of the injuries to Eric Fisher and Sam Tevy. So there's some things I like with Indianapolis, but it might take time. I like their front 7 on defense, like Jonathan Taylor. But I think Bobby Wagner and his defensive mates are going to key on him. And the weakness is for Indianapolis is the back 4 or 5. And I just think that DK Metcalf he's gonna take advantage of a shaky pass D. Give me Seattle here. I think they're the right side, 28-20.
Yep. All right, there we go. Seattle. Okay, one more, and then we'll obviously ParamountSports.com, whatever you have going on, including the game of the week there in the NFL. Baltimore favored by 4 over Vegas. Now, I don't know what to do with this game. Gus Edwards is out. Marcus Peters is now out. The Ravens have to go out and pick out, you know, Devontae Freeman and Le'Veon Bell and Latavius Murray, who I like enough. And this is a Monday night game. I really liked Baltimore, but now I don't know what to do. So they're favored by 4. It's the Monday night game, and there's a ton of storylines going into this one.
Yeah, my enthusiasm form has kind of waned a little bit, but you know, in one game, I think they can get by without, you know, a top tier back. And you know, when you have a quarterback like they do, and Lamar Jackson, you know, he can get out of a lot of bad plays, and you know, being able to run around and make things happen, I think, is going to give Vegas trouble. Vegas doesn't have much of a pass rush. They're trying to get better on defense. They're just, I don't think, getting the right players. And this is where the Ravens do their best work. 10-2-1 against the spread the last two seasons as a road favorite, which is shocking. So I just don't think that Vegas has put it all together yet here. And I like the weapons that Baltimore's added also at wide receiver. So I'll go with Baltimore here. I think they're the right side, 34-24.
Are you going to try to go to that stadium out there at any point this year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like, I mean, I heard that the Atlanta State haven't been there yet. It's something special. This could be next level from what I'm hearing. I think they're going to eventually have a big home field advantage there.
Yeah, no, I think it looks pretty great as well. Well, we told the people when we had the phone issue, again, you put up all your results, and you can check out everything on the website, ParamountSports.com, 800-497-41. What do you guys got cooking this weekend?
Yeah, so we rate our games from 10 to 50 units. We've always done that. Actually, we've changed that rating system about 15 years ago, and we're 52-18 on our biggest wagers, what we call our max wagers, 40 to 50 units. I don't think I've ever released an NFL 40 to 50 unit game until maybe week 4. I like to watch things and I'm a little more cautious in the NFL, but I found a game where the line's off maybe a touchdown.
Wow.
And one team is way overrated, one team's underrated. There's some injuries that public isn't really aware of in the matchups and the coaching, and the weather looks to be perfect. So you know what? We're going to fire. And I mean, like I said, we're almost 75% over the last 15 years on these max wagers. So 50 unit max wager in the NFL week 1 goes Sunday. Anyone wants to hop on board, just go to ParamountSports.com. You can join us for the month of September, the season. It's all up and available. Watch all these other videos that I have on other big games. Just check us out, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, we'll talk next week. Thank you. Thank you, good sir. Appreciate it.
Sounds good. Take care.
All right, there we go. Lee Sterling with us here. A little Lee Sterling on a Friday.
On a football Friday.
By the way, I was noticing this just quickly here. And, Jack, do we need to take a break now or do we need to go to 4:50? Let's just do this. Let's do all of this on the fly right now.
We got 2.5 minutes on a break that, you know, we cut short because of
what happened.
So
gotcha.
And then we have 1 minute, 2 minute.
All right, that's good. That's good. You can just I want you to get that in depth, maybe just say yes. Andy, at 4:50, let's go ahead and do that.
Yes. Let's take a break at 4:50.
2022 wide receiver Xavien Thomas.
Oh yeah.
We mean oh yeah.
Yeah.
You remember him?
No.
He's a Louisville commit.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay.
He is decommitted from Louisville.
Oh, has he?
He has.
Oh, well, shocking. What? Really?
Let me look him up. Hang on. Let me look him up. Xavien Thomas.
So he don't want to be part of that offense? That great offensive mind of Scott Satterfield?
Here we go. That's all he needed.
Yeah.
It's all he needed, Jack. Look at that.
I mean, I've been told that he was a play-calling savant. Bobby what? Bobby who? Sat's here.
He's a 3-star.
Where's his options? What are his other offers? What is he looking at?
Hang on, I'm pulling it up.
His offer sheet,
Louisville, Mississippi State, Liberty, Louisiana, McNeese State, Memphis, Nichols State, Southern University, and Tulane.
He pulled from all he's got. Ah, I'd rather go to Nichols State.
Well, my guess is he's got other offers. Actually, like, they're bigger than that.
Right.
He's a rising star.
He's a rising star.
He's a speedster.
Yeah, he's a speedster, rising star. I remember this guy now. He's
no,
fat.
You don't.
Yeah.
No one remembers this guy.
I've been talking about how fast he is. So he might have a couple offers in the chamber, and he's like, I'm jumping off this train quick. Boy, oh boy. So that super selective secret class, ranked 81st in the country, just got down another peg. They might be 100 now. Whoa. Has Rummage heard this?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm asking, Rummage enjoy his weekend.
Has he tweeted about it?
I'm not a terrorist. I'm just bringing it up.
I know you're
I'm
not
texting everyone in my phone.
That's where my brain goes. My brain goes, how does Rummage feel? How does Blankenbaker
feel?
You're
completely lying with the hire. I remember this kid. I remember this kid.
No one remembers them.
Come on.
When you have a guy with those kind of offers decommitting.
He's done.
Ugh. What was Popeye decommitting? That's the question. Let's Popeye Williams say, hey,
listen,
I'm a four-star.
I need you to understand something.
Yeah.
If Popeye decommitted, it was like, he might visit Lexington.
Oh.
Jack, I'd faint in your arms.
Yeah.
You'd have to, like, lay my head down.
Softly.
To make sure I don't get a concussion because I passed out. You'd have to make sure I don't swallow my tongue. Like, you would have to baby me until the paramedics arrive.
Yes.
If that happened. Like, I'm out. You understand that?
Yeah.
I'm out. I'm stretcher. I'm out of here. Take me to the hospital. I'm done.
I need Vince
I'm done.
To
I need
out.
Something. Take any hospital. I don't have a preference.
Whatever.
Take me to one of them.
Clark Memorial, U of L, Norton's, where I need Vince Merrill to reach out. I need Vince Merrill to give Popeye a little text. I see you. I'm watching you.
Well, how many times have you sent that text in your life?
Never.
I mean, Jack, he said that. You got to save that. You used to say that, right?
No.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I was awkward. I wasn't creepy. There's between awkward and creepy.
It's a thin line, though.
It is. No,
there
it's
is
a thin line.
I mean, you're right, but it's a thin line.
Yeah, I wasn't like
that. Have you ever
texted,
I'm watching you?
No, never, never. I promise.
No.
No, I have not.
Thank you, Jack. Jack, we weren't asking you, but then Jack was he was like moved by the spirit.
He was.
Like something moved him. Where I need to say it right now on the air that I haven't done it either.
I have not done this thing.
Who's done that at the radio station? 437-9680.
That's your friend. You're going on a bro date with him tomorrow. Don't throw him under the bus.
Are you guys gonna like meet up at the station and what? Try to are you gonna have one of those scooters? Are you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Jack, don't do a scooter. You're a big guy. You're not athletic. You're a big guy.
I might be doing the scooter next week.
No,
tomorrow I'm not. Tomorrow I'm meeting him at the caboose. But
nice.
Next week for the UCF game, I have to figure out how I'm going to get from here to the stadium. After the show,
I need Jack on a scooter. That's what I need.
I have never ridden one of those scooters because brought up.
Well, I wouldn't get on one.
No, we should do a segment of the show where we're just driving on the scooter with the Comrex.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
If I can get you to sign a waiver where I don't have to pay for the Comrex if it breaks.
Well, no, I'm holding Jack from behind.
Right. Yeah.
He's driving. He's got a headset on. I have another headset on.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And you're just driving your head to the caboose.
And we're just driving. We drive to the caboose.
Yeah. We do this during the pregame show.
Yeah, the pregame show.
Yeah,
I mean, Blake's got to be out the alley.
So what's
he and Lottie talk. They got to be out the alley.
So what's he going to do next week? He won't be able to do the pregame show next week.
They're going to torch my ass if we don't do a broadcast from the alley.
Torch my ass. Because that game's at, what, 7?
Texas says that's what he says to Emily, quote, I'm watching you.
No, I don't. I've never texted that to anyone in my life. I promise. And Jack's microphone goes off.
I'm dealing with the damn computer.
Oh, no. What's happening?
Uh-oh.
So,
what's happening?
Well,
what's
no, what happened was, so obviously, the hilarity of last segment.
Yes.
That sound.
That people love.
Yes, which is phenomenal. But But I tested the mixtape sounds, and there was a really long delay before the sound would play. Oh, so I reset the computer, and it just finished resetting when we finished the Sterling interview.
Gotcha.
And it's taken me the last 5-6 minutes just to get a blank Adobe Audition screen pulled up. So, yes.
Football Friday.
Yeah, it is. Hey, look, the Giants.
It's a Football Friday.
Football Friday.
Daniel Jones throwing a pick. Go to hell with that. Why did you call that out for me, Strebel? I don't need to see Daniel Jones throw a pick in the end zone.
I didn't know that was going to be the clip.
What a bum. Texas says, did you ask Lee Sterling if he follows Jason Entz? Texter says Jason Entz bets 2 units. Lee Sterling bets 50.
I mean, he said 50 units, and I was like, those are different waters over than Mitch's. Yeah. That Mitch is swimming in. He's not swimming in those 50-unit bets. Mitch is listening, by the way.
Texter says the last thing this town needs is another person riding a scooter with a Lamar Jackson jersey.
Do you have a Lamar Jackson jersey, Jack?
Texas says Sat just lost one of the only good commits they had. Sat will be gone before the season's over.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Texas says $5 says Jack bleep whips himself on the scooter.
Oh.
I mean, if I end up riding the scooter next week, it's a minus 200 chance that I fall off the scooter.
I would get.
I gotta know if this is Birdhead Ryan. He goes, shout out to Lottie and Allison and the entire marketing staff for sending the third Louis locker.
Is that right?
It has.
Real,
it has
it's
to
a
be.
Real text.
It's yes.
Shout out.
What would shout Kentucky's out be?
Oh, some you'd have
it would,
a little,
it would just be cold.
You'd have some. No, you'd have
not
you'd
Nike. You wouldn't have Nike.
No,
stuff.
Nike. It would be whatever the other brand. I'm not going to say it on the radio because you know that other brand that sells Kentucky gear. And then you'd have
who's the other brand that sells Kentucky gear? It's, no offense, I don't know
the one
is
that they.
Is this a KSR thing that yes, you're scared to say?
Yes. It's not, well, I don't want to like. We don't have any deal with them or whatever, so I don't want to say it.
Okay.
But it's the one KSR uses.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'd have maybe some skull in there, maybe a little grizzly, a little dip, you know, a spittoon. If you're asking Rummage, that's what he would say.
Texter Charlie 2.0. Your boy Mitch is on that, Jack. He's like, I mean, I would be fine if they sat down and worked it out. And we brought Charlie back.
If Charlie was good in his last two jobs, he'd still be at Texas, first of all. But
he got fired twice. Yeah. And Texas, I could give him a little bit of the benefit of the doubt. I think it was a little too fast. But he was atrocious in South Florida. Atrocious. And you remember the everyone saying, oh, that's his wheelhouse. He'll go to South Florida and he'll recruit. And the recruiting hot tip is really strong. He was awful. I mean, you already had a retread coach in Bobby Petrino, and he put you in the situation you're in now. He's the reason why you have Satterfield.
Are we doing this?
Yeah, because they're serious about it.
It's a fun Friday.
And I know.
No one wants this.
Sorry, but
no one wants
you give me decommits. You give me decommits, and you give me Charlie Strong 2.0.
Oh,
I have
goodness
to react to it. I can't sit here quietly and just smile. I've got to react to it.
State of Louisville on the decommitment of Xavion Thomas. Yikes!
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 I wonder if he texted Coach Coop. Anything going on in Georgia? Are we still cool, Coach Coop? Court Dennis is still like, Oregon was so nice. He had all that Nike. He had Phil Knight just walking around, just throwing money at people.
He recruited the number one player there, who's their big defensive player.
I know,
He
made a mistake. We all make mistakes in life.
We all do. What's your biggest mistake? Right there. You like that?
I don't know.
You like that, Jack?
I don't really know.
You like that? Just that. That's exactly. Yep. That's all we needed. It's all we needed.
I have a laundry list.
Oh, he wrote down the word. Is it prostitution? What's this?
No. I didn't write any words down on the. There's no
I used
words
to have a thing for Christina Aguilera. You know, I bet Jack has no idea who that is.
No.
He has no idea.
She's a singer, right?
There you go, Jack. Good job.
Jack, I don't know if you have this. I need to find the sound sheet. I don't know if I even emailed it to you. Did you guys see before we take a break here, I'm going to use this to kind of catapult us to the 5 o'clock hour here on the Take on ESPN Louisville. Did you see that? You know, Ole Miss play some bum this weekend.
Yeah.
They're inviting Katy Perry back. Remember Katy Perry when they had a big game maybe three,
Grove.
4 years
I
ago.
It was Alabama.
Was it Alabama?
I think it was Alabama.
That was it.
Yeah.
As when Matt Luke was there. And Alabama had to win that game by 70. Was it Hugh Freeze?
I think it was when Hugh Freeze was there.
So it was that far. So I mean, this is several
this
years
when
ago.
Katy Perry was huge.
Yeah, Katy Perry was there. I mean, I don't know what she does. She still do music. I honestly, TV shows, I have no idea.
Orlando Bloom.
Is she really?
Yes. Did
I know that?
Not, but
they knight him?
They have like he's got like her and another girlfriend.
So that's what you and Orlando Bloom have in common.
No, that we don't have anything in common.
That's the only thing.
Yeah, he's got like Katy Perry's like his like kind of wife, I think, and then he's got another girlfriend.
Really? And that's like just open.
It's like open, yeah. Orlando Bloom's just doing
Jack, can you look that up?
I'm pretty sure that's true.
I need some sort of evidence because I've never heard that, but I
can't remember where I read that, or I saw it on Twitter, I'm sure, but I'm pretty sure he's got, you know.
Who'd you see it from? Lonnie KSR?
I don't know.
Was it Tyler Thompson? Who was it?
I don't think it was Tyler
Thompson. Who retweeted
that? It wasn't Tyler Thompson.
So anyway, he did a video, like, inviting her to the Grove.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay?
Yeah.
And some bum opponent.
Yeah.
But I bring it up because if Satterfield and Stoops were to do that, who would be the celebrity they would do that to?
Who they invite? I mean, Stoops, I don't want to say Ashley Judd because that's the easy answer, but nobody cares about her anymore, I don't think. I mean, Steve's on.
That's fine.
But
that's,
Steve's on. Yeah, you know, he's a Kentucky fan.
All
he lives
the time.
In Kentucky, and he's just coming off that show.
That's not fun, though.
It's not fun.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be a better segment that I threw that out there.
I don't know who Satterfield
would invite.
That here.
Jennifer Lawrence ain't
coming to Louisville to watch a football game.
She's expecting. Did you see that?
I did see that. She's expecting. Apparently, she's
Love
been out.
Jennifer Lawrence.
People seen the bump. The baby bump.
I'll have that.
Yes, she debuted the baby bump. And Kendall Jenner's got a baby bump, too.
I did not know that.
So I think Travis Scott, is that her love interest? The him?
You know how Jack
has
said
I really don't know.
It's been like 4 minutes.
Yeah.
The mic.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know, Strickland.
Look at you.
Yeah. This is all the pop radio you listen to and from school.
Yes. This is
your 42-minute drive to work every day.
30, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Maybe. On a good day.
Yeah, yeah.
On a good day. Jack, do we have confirmation before we go to break here? Orlando Bloom, the amount of lovers that he currently has, is that an open thing where he's got Katy Perry as a wife and Orlando Bloom then has a very open girlfriend?
Yeah, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom broke up in 2017.
No, they didn't. They're like together now.
I just read this. You know what? That's perfect,
Strebel.
I just read this.
No,
it was the beginning of the Trump era.
I promise
you're unbelievable.
I'm going to now do my own journalism here.
Okay.
And because I swear I just read this.
Were
like
you texting
Justin
Rowland to find out?
No.
Who you texting?
Yeah. According to an article on August 23rd, 2021, I'm going to send you the screenshot. That in March 2017, they called their relationship quits, but they're still friends.
But they're still together because I read
they're
that
they're not together.
They
you,
are.
You need to
I'm
just
telling
admit
you.
That it's done.
They
Jack
just
is
welcomed
giving...
their first child together in August 28th of 2020. No, they have like a kid
that
together.
Does,
and
that
stuff.
Doesn't mean that they're together.
They are. I just read something where
Strebel
they were like.
Doesn't mean that they're together.
I'm telling
they
you,
they can have a kid and not be together.
They had the kid like recently, and I read that they like
a year ago.
Like he's got multiple. Like he's got another woman and her.
Well, he's Orlando Bloom. Of
well,
course,
yeah.
He,
that's why I said.
Of course,
like, of course
when
he
they
does.
Split up, he has a kid. They split up. He got another woman. He's
Look,
Orlando
here,
Bloom.
3 weeks ago. Katy Perry and Orlando. This is a three week ago. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom are the A-list couple that no one saw coming. Like according to this, they're still together. Let's see here. I'm going to go to the latest one on the timeline here.
Can we just say Strebel's right so we can move on?
No, I like this.
No, we need to sit in this feces, Jack. We need to sit in this feces.
We need to take a break.
All right, let's take a break. After the break, find out if Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry are together.